It's a free park. Yeah. You know, a lot of people have never been in it. You know, our little world was all we knew. We didn't know anything outside of that world. So to look and see people that look like you achieving great things is like, oh, there is more, you know, and it proves self-esteem and improves on upon self-worth.
Yeah, a man had walked into the village alone, and lo and behold, there was a fight between the people over the rights to the throne. The truth was unknown, scattered with the thoughts of the politics. Vision was the goal, and sure enough, they had accomplished it. The saddest part about it was the people were the victims. The ones with insecurities are the ones that hurt the system. See, the kids were quick to hype it up, they tried to keep it going. As if they went and shed a tear when the bullets get to smoking. It's that wisdom that I bring to you. Respect your limitations. I ain't never met a Superman who flew while being brainless. These fans are like police patrol, just do your job and listen. Enjoy it for the music and learn to mind your fucking business. The threat is like a family. Well, fuck it, we're a family. So taking shots at one is just like taking shots at all of us. And when I tell you all of us, my nigga, I mean all of us. And just because we keep the peace, that doesn't mean we fuck with ya. What would you do if you was in my shoes? What would you do if you was in my shoes? What would you do if you was in my shoes? What would you do?
Verse 2.
You was in my shoes. Yeah, dear poetic death, we probably never met. And to be honest, I just heard of you. How you call yourself a general when you're too afraid to battle, dude? The word is that you started it. You're a faggot and a pussy. You're only known because of Gavlin. And four is blowing up too. Admit it, dude, you're garbage. You're too afraid to see him face to face in hand combat. Yo, I used to be a fan of you, but nigga, fuck your movement. Yeah, I saw your little breakdown, but nigga, that was foolish. And no one understands you, plus the beat was fucking lucid. When I'm cruising through the block, my G, I be feeling foolish. And I ain't trying to feel depressed, G. I need them heavy beats with a loud bass to block all this pain and all this fucking misery. Cause I hate this fucking scenery. Reality, it gets to me. My girl's about to have a baby and she wants to leave me. See, the truth is I relate to you, but since we never met, I'm taking shots beyond computer screens without no regrets. But in the end, I couldn't blame you. Your movement is the future. You'd be dumb to throw it all away over niggas acting stupid. Baby, low God.
Because for so long, we were living in these neighborhoods boxed in, and those neighborhoods were our world.
What would you do if you was in my shoes? What would you do if you was in my shoes? What would you do if you was in my shoes? What would you do if you was in my shoes? Hey, yo, it's hard to find balance in this world that we're living in. Try to make it off the block, but motherfuckers wanna pull you in. Don't get it twisted, son, I ain't a stranger to it. I just know the difference from being real and acting stupid. Had the devil in my head, the homie with the 22 said that he would do it. That's love for what we've been through, but I told him save that bullet for someone that was worth it. Touch my mother or my brother, motherfucker, he deserved it. My nigga, that's a service, that's a guilt that I ain't trying to hold unless I really have to. Let's focus on this gold, you see my circle spit the truest. Getting money like it's past due, and we give a fuck about you lame dudes. And plus I'm about to be in Paris, son, rocking at a festival. 40,000 plus, my nigga, how you trying to flex on us? I started from the bottom, and I shot my own videos. I'm leading 30 people walking with me on this road. Don't you ever try to compare to half the shit I done been through. And I don't push myself, I'm pushing everybody else. Shout outs to all my peoples who be rolling with the movement. And I'm promising every one of you they're dying for this blueprint, the movement.
You know, because a lot of choices are made from the position of, you know, my life is not worth much, and I'm not. This sort of living is not much, so if I risk my life, you know, what am I really missing? But if you know how valuable human life is, you have more respect for yours and for others, you know?